I went there, and then I've been lucky enough. I went to Bermuda for the classics a couple of times. Been over there in Australia for the World Masters with me and a guy in London, Lofty. We run a thing called the Marauders, which is a famous sevens team. We run the Marauders Vets, really. So yeah, we're in Australia, Bangkok, Dubai for the last 10 years, playing in the veteran tens. But this year we played the rugby league team. It was a picture of Jason Robinson. It was an ex Great Britain, so Gary Connolly, Dennis Betts, who's here, Adrian Morley still playing, Robinson, Brian Carney, Shane Long, in a pool game. We were playing in a pool, and then you get a final, you got Christine and Noble, Henry Paul was playing, Robbie Paul, all top players, and it's so much harder, but great. We do it for a charity team, and we make money for charity, we all pay to go. But it's just a great weekend, and so I'm lucky. But Bangkok tens. So I went to Australia for the World Masters for a couple of weeks. We've also been all over Europe. Amsterdam's just sorted out today on the way. Actually, we're going to Amsterdam tens in May, getting the team sorted out for that. So Dubai with England Classics with Boyle. Steve Boyle runs, which is usually he runs that. Colin Jarvis plays in that. Pete Rogers, all those sort of Josh Lucy plays, and then went to South Africa with Ben. Probably best one went up with it was again Steve sort of Boyle in about 2006, and that was an England Legends against South Africa, and we had 6 days over there, and it was Tighe, Ben Clark, Jason Robinson, all good guys, Mike Harrison, all them, and you couldn't spend money. It was fantastic. He looked at you, went in a big room, and said, "Here's your shirts, here's this, these t-shirts, here's sweatshirts." Every time we went to the bar, in a big meal, I said, "Who can I trust on this table?" I said, "I'm Mike Hamlin." I went, "Mike Hamlin, there you go. I'm Mozart down, you look after." And he goes, "What's that then?" A typical Coney Oberlook, "This is going to cost me money." He said, "Just sign the chitty when you finish."
Yeah.
So have a meal, just sign it, passed over. That was all week. Come to the Friday night's the game. They say, "Oh, there's a bit of a dinner at Friday lunchtime, 12 o'clock. Then there's a coaching clinic for the young kids." And then the game. There's two tables set up, two tables. We walked down the table. It was Yves van der Veste, Andre Venter, Dick Muir. They brought all the stars in from South Africa to play us. Like, they butted us up all week on the lash.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play us 40 minutes each way in for 10,000 people, like, yeah. And it was brutal, absolutely brutal game. Mm. Right? I mean, people like Tighe had played for a while and that.
Mm.
And what they wanted to do was start with the stars. There was a few. Dave Scully used to play in. He was at Scales, as fit as you want. He's still running around, and we brought a few on then, but fantastic. Yeah, and then we were able to go out with those boys at night as well. And then the next day, we stayed the same hotel as the Springbok, and he's playing the All Blacks. So they said, "Yeah, here we go, we'll take you down to the ground, and there's tickets." We got in the ground, and they're all on the barbecues and everything. And they just come, the sponsor, with a load of beer. And of course, people walking by, and people like Tighe and Jason and Peter Winterbottom, they're known worldwide, aren't they? And they're going, "Is it Jason, yeah, and have you autograph for photo?" And it was just surreal, we stood there and they go, "Sorry then." Unfortunately, it was Jason's birthday, so he's a bit of a drinker, and we walked right into the stand. He said, "We'll have a drink at every single way up." And thank God, they said, "We want to go in." He said, "Can't take any beer in the seats now." He said, "Oh, have a rest for an hour and a half." Half time comes, he's going, "Come on, let's go." "No, you're right, mate. We'll have a afternoon off, But I've been lucky, really, and it's nice to go on those trips, and nice to see those places, and
Did you go to France with Gloucester?
Yeah, I played European games. It's funny, actually. I've been to I own a caravan. We've been to France and Spain a few times in a caravan, the kids and everything. And if you go down towards, we go down to right south towards Perpignan or whatever. You get on the motorway there, and you look to the right, and there's Béziers stand. And first of all, I went there, I said, oh, don't look at that. And he's like, oh, I said, I played there. And actually, it's where we Gloucester played there, remember? Because the hotel is like 300 yards away, and it was typical French Ibis hotels. And I was about it. And I thought about it, yeah, I said, I played, and I said, bizarre that. I said, yeah, I played there. Nah, you're up, no, you're up. So we got back, I said, get the programme out, or whatever. I don't know. See, yeah, there's the programme there was. Name in it, what have you played on in that stadium, like, you know, so
yeah, it's right by the main road, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah, yeah, just on
the
road. That's it, you just get on the do the toll there, So, yeah, it was our, you know, no, I played at Stade Francais, we played in the, I think it was a quarter final or semi final. That was good to play because, you know, packed ace and there's a, you know, the French there, they take the cameras in the change rooms, don't they? I remember we've been in the change room, the cameras in there, and you get. Obviously, they pan away if you're going to take your shorts off or whatever, but they're watching, they're interviewing players in there. And obviously, the big thing because of Philippe was there with, you know, he's a massive, massive hero in France. Probably not so much now, he's coach, but when he played, he was massive, you know, and everywhere he went, he was, you know, a lot of the boys in Gloucester, he was the man, like, you know, they worshipped him.
He used to sing the Marseillaise when he came.
When they, when he first was signed and they came in with strings of onions around, around the shoulders and, striped jerseys and berets. Great stuff.
Well, we were in the bar with them and the landlord in Paris, he couldn't, couldn't sort of get over it. Never paid for a drink all night. It was a proper was he gone? And he and his wife then, or she was somewhere having a meal, he'd go off and get her and come back and he'd book, he'd go keep pouring away, and it was just a massive, massive hero, right, you know. But yeah, we Holland, Gloucester went to Holland as well on tour pre season, sort of that. It was we see a few things, a few stories. But it's like we had up now. The Gloucester game Friday, we I sent a few boys in the cathedral bar, like, and you're always laughing about trips and things you got away to on the way away, and all, people remember them, like, coming back where and what we did, what we stopped at, and it's good memories,
Yeah,
good.
Any particular characters? I mean, you've toured with a lot of people, entertainers, jokers,
singers.
Singers. Jerry Perrins is I've mentioned Jerry so far, but he's the singer. He's buffet. He's the man who sings everything. Joker's a few. Johnny Walker's a joker. One of the best characters I crossed was Digger Morris. Like, you know, when I was a young kid, Digger was always in the club. He was at every home game. Lovely bloke. I said, my partner Sharon, he used to see her every home game and come over and he wanted to give her a kiss. He went out on the cheek, he had to be a lips and his mouth was open, like, and she'd be there cringing, like, oh, like, Digger, how are you? Like, you know, but that's the sort of, he just, where he was, like, you know, but yes, but you know, like Dave Spencer and, you know, his character, and he and Breezy and that, you know, and he always up to something, like, you know, always planning something or winding someone up. And there's a few around you. You know, Lloyd Gardner played, always up for a laugh, like, you know. It's, you know, I look forward to come training, just for the back, you know, training, you come off and the film of Gloucester always have it'd be an urn going, so you'd have tea after training, take it in turns, like, going 5 cups of tea, and you do your 5 mates or whatever, Fab Four, Deeks, Devs, Tony Window and Kersey, like, you know, go get a tea and, like, give them a tea. And we just sit there, and then, like, Gloucester'd have food after training. It was like nowadays, I'm off. See, boys, got to get home. We'd sit there Thursday when it first started. You could buy a flag and a GL for £2, like, so you'd have your curry or your whatever, have a pot of GL, and then off you go. And, you know, even then, you go to the Welsh Arm then Thursday night, have a couple of beers in the Welsh Arm. Because most of the nurses would be in there, really. But
I
remember the guy Jay Bennett. He lives in Australia now, and he went away from Australia for it to come back. Of course, he came back to do a bit of training Thursday in Welsh Arm. Yeah, we said, don't do that now. Right. He said, what? Welsh Arm Thursday? No, you're joking. He said, no. And days ago, now, right, we get the evil eye now. We don't. It's an orange juice and a pasta, like.
Yeah.